Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I always feel I have to introduce myself just in case you haven't listened to any of the other segments. And if you haven't listened to the other segments, you really should put into your browser Radio Entrepreneurs. And if there's any topic of entrepreneurship, my guess is both Nason and Chris have posted it at some point or another. So they've got it. We've got all the content up there you want. Our next guest, Ryan Roddick, owner of Silverline Productions. Let the show begin. Tell us, Ryan, about Silverline Productions.
Well, thanks for having me on. Silverline Productions is a commercial and corporate video production company. We specialize in all aspects of video production, from large scale businesses nationally known to small upstarts, producing videos for, you know, working on filming workshops and presentations to large scale product development, marketing, you know, and everything in between, really.
Wow. How'd you get into the business?
I started, I went to film school, video radio production school in Rhode Island.
Okay.
And
it's big in Rhode Island, isn't it?
It is. They have there's a New England Tech I went to and got my degree in that. And then I started working in radio in promotions. And I always thought I actually wanted to be in radio until, you know, right down the road was CBS and Fox, which I struggled for a year to get into. And
I wanted to be a model, but
did you really?
It didn't work. So I'm in radio where no one has to look at me.
That's a lot of people that I knew in radio, you know, they had the voice and then you'd see them like, oh, okay.
I never was the model.
Sorry. But yeah, I went into TV after that as a producer and a writer. And then years later, I kind of worked with another editor that was at the TV station that I became his apprentice, and he taught me all about the world of editing and graphic design. Went into that, and in TV, it's a very fast-paced, moving career, as you can understand. And then went into corporate videography and production, where I was a senior editor, and worked in Boston for many years. And then years later, I started my own company. After, you know, being in a small business like that, you kind of learn the ins and outs of how to create a business and work with clients and whatnot, and, you know, and then off it went. And I actually have to I started doing weddings at first, which, you know, that's usually, you know, that's never going to go out of style and never go, you know, there's always business in shooting weddings.
Right. Hopefully they're one-offs though.
Yeah. So yeah, you'd be surprised. You know, after I would say about 5 years of doing that, and it was time to kind of get back into, you know, what I enjoy doing, which was more commercial and corporate video production. You know, weddings definitely get you in the door, and it's definitely a good training tool. You know,
well, depending on the different ethnicity, I bet you could have a lot of diversity of videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Have you done any like bizarre weddings? Like, I know some of my Indian friends, you know, they have the elephants at the weddings where they come in on the elephants.
I did that. And three days.
Those are spectacular. Beats any Jewish wedding doing the chora any day of the week.
Which I've done those too. I would say the Indian wedding was actually really cool. I mean, the elephant and then the drum. It was like a mile long.
I think Indians win the wedding.
Yeah,
the wedding. The wedding.
Although the Greek and the Macedonian weddings are pretty cool too. You know, those the bread dance and.
Get to be very creative also.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to be. You know, that's the only way you're going to set yourself apart from the other companies is thinking outside the box. What can I do that they're not doing?
Well, that's what I talk to my staff about also, doing something out of the box.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
Right.
You know, the technology is constantly changing, so you got to stay on top of it and, you know, what can I offer?
That's his job. Yeah. He's our video guru, we hope.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's the editing guru. He's the technology guru.
All right.
So I'm the idiot. So.
You're the talent.
That's a pretty low bar. Today you've evolved a little bit out of the weddings. I mean, you're still doing weddings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's some of the work you've done in the last year that you have your greatest sense of pride from? I know you said corporate.
Yeah.
Corporate can be kind of boring.
It can be.
Do you do a lot of offsites, video production on offsites?
Right.
So big corporations bring in speakers, or I do retreats for a lot of companies, a lot of offsites, retreats. I mean, you can do a lot with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've
creating history around the company.
Yeah. I have a client right now that I do film for a couple times a month, and it's an 8-hour program, and it's just a presentation. And well, some of the topics that they cover are fascinating. You know, they talk about the opioid epidemic or stress and their PTSD for Vietnam or for vets coming home, you know, and
healthcare.
Right. Yeah. Healthcare. Right. I mean, there's just fascinating topics to hear about, you know, and the people in the classroom, they're paying to get this information, and I'm getting it I'm actually getting paid to be there.
Right.
And all the way, you know, some of the new inventions we get calls for people that have a new product, a new invention that they want to market, you know, and to hear some of these products and services that could be coming out and is just amazing. And these are large scale productions where it's a big crew, multi-camera, and sometimes we're hiring talent, and there's been quite a few of those this year. I mean, in January I was in Boston at the Seaport on top of one of the high rises in the middle of January, and 10 below, filming how to train on HVAC systems. And then in August, I'm in Martha's Vineyard filming somebody put up a pergola on a golf course, you know? So it really takes me kind of all over. And there's so much variety in the corporate and commercial field, really. So it's constantly fresh, you know? So
interesting. And you work alone, or you have contractors who sub out with you?
I have a group of professionals I call on for various projects, you know.
Now, there are tax deductions in Massachusetts for video production. I know that started about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you eligible for those tax deductions, or no? You're outside of that?
I certainly hope so, because I think a lot of the tax deductions, in this business, you buy a lot of equipment, and you're constantly having to stay on top of the newest and best, you know, kind of equipment.
But Massachusetts has become a state that sort of subsidizes production companies.
Yeah.
And I know that's a controversial topic for some people.
Well, you know what? I honestly leave that up to my tax guy. I give him all my information, like, please work your magic.
Right.
You know, that part of the business is more, it's the more difficult side of it. I actually, my wife handles a lot of the marketing and the accounting and all that business.
So you have a boss.
Yeah, I do.
So families, weddings, corporate, which are the easier projects?
Say again?
Family? You do like families, and you do events, and then you also do corporate events.
Yeah.
Where's the easier events to do?
Oh, corporate.
Right.
Weddings is, I stopped doing weddings 6 years ago. It's live. There's no retakes, you know? You can't have the bride walk down the aisle again. So my advice, anybody getting into video production, is start with weddings. It will get, you know, you will learn skills to think on your feet and be prepared for absolutely anything.
Nathan's nodding, so he must have done some weddings.
Really? You doing
photography?
Weddings?
I did a bar mitzvah once, but then this was in the old days, and my camera, the roll broke.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's stressful.
Film.
You know, you get, I mean, when you filming a wedding, if somebody stands in front of it, you can't, you know, it's really, you have to kind of work within the moment. You're moving around, and by the end of the day, you're exhausted. So after 6-7 years of doing weddings, I was, you know, I said, that's it. I want to get back into corporate. I haven't done weddings in, like I said, 6-7 years. So corporate to me is, it's not necessarily always easier, but it's more creative.
If I looked at your work, Ryan, would I say you have a signature look?
I don't know.
I hope you don't mind me asking you.
No,
that.
Of course. I would say some
you
of
know,
my...
like Spielberg has a certain...
Yeah.
You know, you can tell a Spielberg movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has a look to it. Yeah, but, you know, a Monet has a Monet look to
right,
it.
Right, right.
But I figure that certain artists, and I hope you consider yourself an artist, over time you develop a philosophical way of wanting to execute your art.
Right. Yeah. I think I in that respect, yes. You know, I think I have a variety of projects that I can definitely say that is my style, you know, and I think I learned that style really in television, you know, in television. It was really and somewhat of I think I took my television skills into the corporate field, which was like, you know, get it done fast, and you better catch their eye in the first 20 seconds, or they're going to be switching the channel. And in that respect, you know, I think that's my style. Is what can I do? Every project I approach, it's what can I do to make this pop in the first 20 seconds and keep them engaged. You know,
that's cool.
Yeah,
and I think most professionals that become artisans develop a style.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's the next level of evolution.
Yeah.
And so.
And it's unbeknownst to them. I mean, it's unbeknownst to me. I mean, well, I'd really have to look at it.
I'm a management consultant, and I would say that after all these decades, I have a style of how I, you know, most people know that, you know, like me or not like me, I have a style of my intervention.
Right. People. Yeah.
So you look very interesting, Ryan. I hope you come back. You should send us some snippets of some of your stuff or links.
I certainly will.
I know Nathan would be glad to put it up and put it in. I mean, that's what we want to do.
Help you definitely.
Get your name out.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody else didn't want to get to Nathan and what he's going to do to help you, how would people get in touch with you?
I have a website, silverlinevideoproductions.com. All my contact information is on there. People can also email me directly at ryan@silverlinevideoproductions. On there, you can see tons of different videos, demos of projects we've done in all aspects, commercial, corporate, interviews, company overviews, highlights. You name it, everything's on there. So that would be the best way to contact me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you're back again one day.
Of course. I definitely will.
Great. And you can give us some tips on video production. Somebody's got to pick on Nathan.
Sure. Yeah.
He's not going to listen to me. So again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, the only Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.